Hello, this is Michael Lehman, and this is a short walkthrough of the Instant Feature Builder. I wrote the Instant Feature Builder as a simple way to package code, documentation, links, and some simple automation into a V6, similar to, but as sort of a junior brother to the full Feature Builder power tool from the Visual Studio product group. This is a project that I did on my own. If you want something supported by the product group, use the full feature builder. But this is something that works on Visual Studio Pro, and the full source code for this is also available on instantfb.codeplex.com. So first what we're going to do is to create and use the instant feature extension sample to show you what a full-on instant feature extension looks like, and then we'll rebuild that from scratch using the content that was used to build the template. So we say file new instant feature extension sample, and we get a set of guidance, describes to you how to create the process guidance, the map as we call it, the code, and the tools. That's done by having a directory structure like this that has the map. It's not done using the activity diagram like it is in the full feature builder, but here we simply infer the structure of the outline from the directory structure. And in here in the project template area, we've got a simple class library. And so now we're simply going to build this. And then we're going to run it. And when we unfold that class library, we'll get a set of process guidance that corresponds to this directory structure. And it will have some simple automation that corresponds to what you see here in the tools documentation. There's four built-in commands: open file, copy to clipboard, run a Visual Studio command by name, and start an external application. And you can do all of that without having to write any code. All right, so here we are. We're inside the experimental instance of Visual Studio. Create a new project. There's our class library one template. We say OK, and you can see that we get, here's our class library, here's our outline that was inferred from that directory structure. We go to the automation page, and we click on open file. See, it actually opened this file from the solution structure. And the way it did that, if we just look very quickly back at here, if you look at the URI for that, you can see that it says execute command, and then has a parameter after a hashtag says open file and provides the path to the file. I'm not going to get into all the details about how all that works. That's all explained in the Instant Feature Builder guidance. So now let's go back and build ourselves that exact instant feature extension. So the way we do that is we come back here and say file new project again, and we pick the instant feature extension template, which gives us a project very similar to the one we saw before, but this one only has a single file in the process guidance and no templates in here. So what we're going to do is we're going to delete this file. We're going to come back to our directory, and we're going to copy those two directories we used in the template into process guidance. And then we're going to come down here and go to my exported templates and copy that class library template into the projects. And that's it. Now we're going to build this and run it, and you'll be able to see that with a simple drag and drop, we created a class library with associated documentation and with some simple automation without having to write any code. All right, the build succeeded. Let's cross our fingers and go for it. So Control F5. Now we're running again the experimental instance of Visual Studio in order to test our feature extension. And once again, we create a new project. And once again, we'll use our class library one. And this looks just like what we had before. We've got automation, the nested folders, and so forth. And here you can see, here's an example of actually delivering a live website inside Visual Studio as part of one of the files that we had in the original Visual Studio Instant Feature Builder template. Here we have a simple text file that has a link to Stack Overflow and it automatically created that as part of the process. The last thing I want to show you is if we come here and say open the folder and we go into the bin debug directory, here is a V6 which you can now send to other people that includes the Feature Builder runtime and all of your content and project templates. And that's it. Again, to find out more about the source code behind the Instant Feature Builder, go to instantfb.codeplex.com.